The National Union of Ghana Students, NUGS, says the increased hall fees being charged by the University of Ghana as part of its decongestion policy are unacceptable. According to NUGS, if steps are not taken to resist the new fees, many students who want to study at the University of Ghana will have their dreams dashed. The president of NUGS, Hamza Suhini, said the union is not against the decongestion policy, but wants the university authorities to consider the interests of poor students, especially freshers. He was reacting to a statement by the vice chancellor that students who share beds will be dismissed.
We are part of that autonomous structure of the University of Ghana as students of the said university. So for that matter, we have every legitimate grounds to express concerns when a new policy is to be introduced. The point must be made that the National Union of Ghana Students is not against the policy in principle. We are only concerned about some challenges that we are likely to encounter if efforts are being made to implement this policy. And most importantly, we are concerned about the legitimate concerns of the student fraternity that we represent, especially when it comes to the cost involved as far as that particular policy is concerned. Over the years, we are made to stay five in a room. And with that particular five in the room, especially with direct reference to the traditional halls, we were being made to pay roughly around 260-270 new Ghana cedis. This time round, per that new policy, we are expected to be three in a room, and an approximate rate of about 400 Ghana cedis is expected from each student as far as that particular policy is concerned. So clearly, these are issues we have concerns with. We feel that the pricing is a little bit quite harsh for us. And if you are in tune with the new policy again, they are proposing that the private hostels on campus will be fine-tuned with the traditional hostels on our various campuses. And if that is done, what that means is that the Ghana hostels, which is currently charging 900 Ghana cedis, the university would not be in a position to at least impress upon them to reduce their charges.
Well, so it means NUGS has not got a problem with the decongestions in the traditional halls. But
why not? Even if there is a policy to ensure that we have one student to a room, we would welcome it. It is a good policy, but we feel that there are certain legitimate concerns we must equally concern ourselves with.
Professor Ayite says he wants to transform the university into a world-class one. And you know that in order to be successful, some of these things must be included in his policies.
I am quite convinced that it is even in the interest of the current president, Professor John Evans Atamu, to equally move this nation from a dependent economy to an autonomous one.
President of NUGS, Hamza Suhini, talking to Georgia Secretary.